Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 26th. Today's devotion is entitled, He Will Judge the World. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 31. Because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Luke recorded Paul's message to the philosophers and citizens of Athens as he proclaimed the true God in the midst of a culture filled with idols and competing ideas. After declaring God as creator and calling all people everywhere to repent, Paul explained why repentance was so urgent. God had already fixed the day when he would judge the whole world with perfect righteousness. History was not moving in endless cycles, as many Greeks believed, but toward a divinely appointed conclusion determined by God. The judge would be Jesus Christ, the one whom God had appointed and publicly authenticated by raising him from the dead. Christ's resurrection was not merely proof that he conquered death. It was God's public certification that Jesus is the rightful judge of every person. The resurrection guaranteed both the certainty of our future resurrection and the certainty of Christ's coming judgment. Paul's audience could ignore his message, mock it, or believe it, but they could not escape the reality that every person will one day stand before the risen Christ. It is easy for us to become absorbed in the routines and distractions of daily life, forgetting that history is moving toward God's appointed day. Yet the certainty of Christ's return calls us to live with both humility and urgency. We have received God's gracious invitation to repent and trust in His Son before the day of judgment arrives. We also carry the privilege of warning others and pointing them to the Savior who offers forgiveness. The same Jesus who will one day judge the world first came to bear our judgment on the cross. Because he is risen, we can face the future with confidence as we faithfully proclaim the gospel until he comes. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for revealing the certainty of your plan through the resurrection of your Son. Help us to live with eternal perspective, walking in repentance, holiness, and faithful obedience. Fill us with compassion for those who do not yet know Christ, and give us courage to proclaim the gospel while there is still time. Keep our hearts fixed on the hope of Christ's return and the joy of standing before him with confidence. In Jesus' name, amen.